Good morning. I just want to lift up 3-year-old Zoe, who has leukemia and has had been battling it for most of her life. Lord, we lift her up. We ask for healing. We know orphans and widows and children have a special place in your heart, and this little girl, 3 years old, has not had a chance to live yet. So we just prayed, Lord, that you would heal her and that you would allow her to have new life. And that while she may not remember the healing, you can imprint it in her heart, and she could know and be a walking testimony for you, Lord. So in your son's name we pray all of this. Amen.
Hi, my DAB family. It's Bethsaida. I put in a prayer request 2 days ago for my dog, Jackson. Yesterday, the following day, he passed away. Or passed into heaven. It was very fast. He had like 2 bad days of lethargia and he was tired. And he took his last breath and went to be with the Lord. I'm just grateful that it was fast and he was my baby. So I'm gonna miss him. And for anyone who prayed for him, I wanna thank you. And I want everyone to stay encouraged and to know that whether the Lord decides to heal us here or in eternity, that we're going to be okay. I love you guys. I pray that everyone remains strong in Him. I love you. In the name of Yeshua, I pray. Amen.
Hey, DAB, this is the woman at the well, Penny, from Northwest Arkansas, and I just listened to the narrative from Brian today on choosing, you know, that we make a choice to walk in freedom. We make a choice. And I, being someone who made that choice, and I am delivered and walking in victory and joy, I made that choice. But I do remember decades ago, if I would have heard that, I would have been frustrated, because I think, okay, I make the choice, boom, I'm delivered. But no, remember, making that choice is just getting in the Word every day, getting to DAB, and you play that, you listen to it. Even if you do not feel victorious, even if you do feel like you are still stuck in bondage, walking in faith means, yes, you have made that choice, but it is a process. It is gradual. And we all want instant freedom. We all want instant healing, but that's not how it happens. When you make the choice, is just getting up every day. It's gradual. You know, it takes a while, but just keep walking. That is you choosing victory, and it will come if you stay in the Word. Please believe me. My journey, I've been listening for 19 years, and it took me 10 years to even listen to the prayers. I was so focused on me. So just the fact that you're listening now, you're heading there. I love you so much. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a praise report out there for my brother, Christopher. I called him the other day and was talking with him. We were just chatting and everything. And then he turned around and told me that he had accepted Jesus into his heart. It's something I've been praying about for a while, probably 4 years ago. I think I've called in to you guys about him. And he's finally told me the other day that he had accepted Christ into his heart. So I'm going up there to visit him soon. He's actually got his first chemo treatment this next Wednesday, the 3rd, September 3rd. So give me the words to say to him where I won't overload him with things, but I will give him things to listen to and stuff. First thing I'm going to do is send him the Daily Audio Bible so he can learn to listen to the Bible from Brian. So it's totally awesome. I just wanted to say praise the Lord, praise report, and love you guys, and I will talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Nita Praising God, and I'm calling in to ask for prayers for the community for this parasite in our body. Me and my husband Robert, please help us to pray for us. It's been going on forever, Lord. Please have mercy on us and touch us and heal us.
Hey family, it's August 29th. Let's pray for our children. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. For what has God above chosen for us? What is our inheritance from the Almighty on high? Isn't it calamity for the wicked and misfortune for those who do evil? Doesn't he see everything I do and every step I take? Job 31, 1-4. Job was evidently a realist about sexual temptation. He realized he could not take a casual approach to such a powerful desire, which could lead him into ruin and break the heart of the God he loved. So Job entered into a solemn and binding covenant with himself not to look with lust at a young woman. He determined not to indulge in an imaginative fantasy with her, which could lead to adultery or sexual immorality. But notice that he didn't just say he was going to try really hard not to do this. The key is his use of the term covenant. Making a covenant often involved cutting animals in half, which was a way of saying, if I don't live up to my covenant commitment, I should be cut in half like this animal. The kind of commitment Job made was deeper than restraint imposed from the outside or even self-imposed accountability. It was a rigorous internal commitment to purity, solemnized by a verbal or written vow. The Bible does not require that we make this eye covenant, but it does command complete purity, Colossians 3:5. Job established an eye covenant as a means of fueling his own purity. To be continued.
Hello, my DAV family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your grace and forgiveness that allow us to be justified through faith in your Son. We humbly request the strength and the perseverance to keep running this race of faith with endurance. We know that the ultimate prize is the eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ, and we long to grasp it fully. Help us to seek your will above all else and to put others before ourselves as Jesus did. Help us to speak and act with truth and love and be a light in the world, just as he was. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Curtis in the Commonwealth, and I'm just calling full of awe of our great God. I just want to give a praise report to my Daily Audio Bible family and all those who have been praying for Angie, my wife. It means so much. And today we got a call from her surgeon with a pathology report that we've been waiting for. And it was great news. And he could find no trace of cancer. So we are praising God. And we are thankful for his healing. And I'm thankful that my wife is going to be okay. I was so scared, Lord, but my wife had such faith and such a woman of faith and belief. And she knew, and she prayed that way, and she spoke that way. And she is somebody that really truly believes and has faith that God was going to take care of her. And that rapport was so great. So thank you all who prayed for her. Thank you for the surgeons, and thank you for the physicians who cared for her at UVA. And I just am so grateful. This is courteous in the Commonwealth. And a double mastectomy is no easy road. And she's still got some things to do, but God is good.
Good morning, Gab family. This is Grandma in North Carolina. And today, the first note I made was Brian's comment, darkness is a choice as much as freedom is a choice. And I want to ask prayer because my son, who is steeped in his anger and has a court case against him because of that anger and so much disruption in Pennsylvania, seems to be at that point of making that choice. So I am asking you, family, to pray for my son, Matt, up in Marietta, Pennsylvania, that he will choose Jesus, that he will choose freedom and come to that point in himself. It has been a battle for his entire life. I am praying for that because for his freedom, but also for the growth of the faith that has been put into his 10-year-old son, Carter, that is such a treasure to me, and that God is growing. So thank you, Dab family, for any prayer on his behalf. The prayers I have heard this morning, I'm praying along with you all and thanking God for his great power that he has been displaying in lives, that he's using these prayers of the Dab family to accomplish. And Brian, your words are just a treasure. Thank you so much. God's word is a treasure. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, y'all. This is Beloved in Texas. And I wanted to call in and pray for the woman who was on the recording from the 25th and said that she's not excited about this pregnancy. Sister, I completely understand. I got hit heavy with depression when I first found out I was pregnant with my youngest daughter. And I felt so, so guilty for feeling like it wasn't a blessing, feeling like it was an illness and I was ready for it to be over. So I understand that duality, and I understand how guilty that can make you feel. So Father, just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we just ask that you flood this woman's life with a peace that passes understanding. Allow her to turn this entire thing over to you. Every time that worry starts to come in, every time the anxiety, the what if, the guilt starts to come in, Father, allow her to take those thought bubbles and just burst them and turn them over to you, and replace those with what you say about her, and replace the worry about what could happen in the future with trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Dab fam. Again, this is CCNPA, and I am listening to prayers for August 30th. I'm continuing this battle, this war in my mind, and reading Job and everybody praying for me. I am still sinning. I said I was at the end of myself, and that should be, yes, the beginning of him taking control. But the dark side in me is struggling to surrender, and I have been taking things from where I work right now, the job that I'm quitting, which has nothing to do with that, and I am so embarrassed and so ashamed of myself. I'm very fearful that something's going to happen and they're going to know that I took some things. Why did I do that? It was stupid. I was going to put it back the next day, but then I didn't because I couldn't find it, the item that I was going to put back. And then I took something else. Small, yes, there's security surveillance cameras. I don't know if they saw me do it, me thinking I'm being tricky, basically shoplifting little things where I work. And I almost cannot even bear to look at other people in the eye like I had been all these months up to me leaving. So now there's another piece exposed, and I'm scared, and I don't want to be humiliated because people are going to say that again. See, I told you so. What a good Christian she is. She stole. I'm so sorry. Am I ever going to change?
Hey, my amazing Dab fans. This is KSD. Just want to lift up our dear brother, Larry, from Iowa, concerning his beloved grandson, Brian. I sure appreciate your heart, grandfather. And do know that your father is looking after your grandson. So, family, let's all join in on this prayer chain for this grandfather and his grandson. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. And that includes Brian, who is a wild firefighter and a bit of a wild child, which you fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fully acquainted with all of Brian's ways. And we thank you, Lord, that number one, most of all, he knows you. He has accepted you as Savior and Lord. And so, God, we pray a blood covering over Brian, that you would protect him and keep him, that you would watch over him while he's in Nevada fighting these wildfires. We pray that the angels of the Lord will be encamped around him day and night, and that you would bring him back home safely at the appointed time and settle this dear grandfather's heart to know that you've got his boy, that you've got his grandson. We pray for the parents as well, that they would be comforted to know that you are looking after their son. We thank you for all of our grandchildren and children. Protect them all. Jesus.
I was looking through Psalms 23:3. This is Rebecca from Michigan, August 30th, 2025. And I was coming across the part where it says, "He restores my soul." And then I got another version out. It says, "He refreshes my soul." So I looked up restore and refresh. So what I got is like, he renews our spirit. He renews our soul. So I've been trying to refresh my soul, restore my soul, renew my spirit. But I've been very stressed out because I'm one of those people that always looks too far ahead in life. And then I would start worrying about what's going to happen. So, like, I keep looking for these places to live. And I'm like, well, who's going to help me relocate? Who's going to help me move? And who's this? But God, I know He has me. He will restore me. He will restore my life and put me back where I need it would be, or put me where I need to be in life. So I've been asking him to help me find a place that fits my lifestyle, like as in my Christian lifestyle, so I can get closer to churches so I can restore my soul, refresh my soul. So I guess when you go to church or read the Bible or even listen to daily audio Bible, you are refreshing your soul, you're refreshing your mind, you're refreshing your spirit and restoring your soul and like filling it up like a glass of water overflowing with God's words.
There were men in the Bible that were clearly God's own. They were considered his friends and were intimately known. But still they had trouble, fears, and even doubt. But they walked on by faith till God brought them out. Abraham believed and even left his homeland, went all the way to Canaan led by God's hand. And as soon as he got there, he was faced with famine and drought. And he had to tarry in Egypt till God brought him out. And then when he came back, he was surrounded by war. His nephew Lot got captured when five kings fought for him. But even after that, he was tested again. Even though God was with him, his troubles didn't end. He had trouble with Ishmael and Hagar and even Sarah too. God even asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac just to prove his love was true. But even though he had fears, trouble, and doubt, he walked on by faith till God brought him out. Gideon was another one, threshing wheat in fear, afraid of the Midianites, but still God called him mighty warrior, brave and dear. We too are going to have our share of tests. You have to strengthen your faith, give it your all, and let God do the rest. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Philippians 1:6 and Romans 8:26-28. Father God, we lift up to you today the son and grandkids of Helen, a grandma in North Carolina. Thank you for the work that she already sees you doing in their lives. We know you are there and have started this good work. We are certain that this good work will continue until they have turned their lives to Christ. Father, we pray for Helen's son, who is facing charges and has been humbled to pray. Although he is struggling with those prayers, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, praying to you with our groanings. Father, hear his groanings. It sounds like he has come to the end of himself and is giving this up to you. Father, you know his heart and knows what the Holy Spirit pleads on his behalf. Those prayers that are in harmony with your will. Father, work all of this situation together for your good. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Helen. Let us know how everything's going.
Hello, my sweet siblings. Yes, you are my forever siblings, my forever family. One day we will meet, we'll be together in heaven if we continue to stay faithful to the end, even through situations like, you know, bad issues, trials, tribulations. Oh my gosh, there's so much out there. I listen to everyone here every single day. I pray along with you guys. I thank you for all those that pray, sends all those prayers to the heavenly places, prayers that will forever be there in the Lord's sight. He will answer them. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes maybe, sometimes he says wait. So I praise God for who he is. He's the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who knows our needs and knows everyone here. I pray for all those that are going through hardship and mentally struggles. I pray for all of them. My favorite, one of my favorite parts is when most of you call in and pray for grandkids and children. I sit in my chair and I pray alongside you. Thank you so much. I have five grandkids, and every day I put them in the Lord's hands. Two of them are in school, and it's so important to pray for our children once they leave our home constantly, and giving them love, hugging them, and just tell them how much they mean to them. So yeah, thank you so much for praying. I appreciate everyone here. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone, for being a blessing to my life. I've been here about 18 years already, and I just praise the Lord for Daily Auto Bible. I love you. Big hug.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for August 29th. Perhaps a carefully considered covenant like Job's could be a tool to empower purity in your home and family too. not just for the kids, but for the parents. In encouraging this level of commitment, we're not expecting perfection, but eliciting a promise to fight, a plan of escape, and a strategy of avoidance. And we don't expect that anyone will live up to this covenant through sheer willpower, but only by grace through faith in God's promised help. Lord, let us lead the way in the battle for purity in our home. When we encounter a seductive person or image unexpectedly, we will look away, turn it off, or walk away. Grant us the grace to live this way day in and day out. We throw ourselves upon your mercy and strength. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come to you in prayer, knowing you are the Lord who heals us. We ask that you take away sickness, infirmity, and pain from us, and restore us to health. We thank you for sending your Son into the world, who drove out evil spirits with a command, and cured all who were sick. Your love and compassion have not changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We ask for your Holy Spirit to flow through us, and for the destruction of Satan's work in our lives. We bless you, Father. And forget none of your benefits. We trust in your promise to forgive all our sins and heal all our diseases. We believe that by Jesus' wounds we are healed. We give you all the glory and the praise. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Dad family. This is Winnie B. I'm a little behind. I'm on the community prayers for August 23rd. I had some job changes. My hours have changed a little bit, so I'm just a little behind. But I did want to lift up to the young man that called that has a disc going around his spinal cord. He needs surgery. He's also looking for two more opinions, and he needs wisdom. He's requesting healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I lift this man up to you, Father. He's an athlete, and I understand that, Lord God. Father God, that you would just restore his body so he can return to his athletic and physical abilities, God, Father God, so he continue. Father, may you touch his body. Lord Jesus, restore his spinal cord. And Father, give him the two opinions that he needs. Help him to locate these two other doctors to help him, Lord God, so he can have wisdom as to how to proceed. But Father, we do pray for ultimately, God, that your hand will heal him in the name of Jesus. And Father, I also want to lift up to you John in the UK. His mother-in-law has third stage breast cancer. She may have passed, and if that's the case, then I pray for her husband and her and the family to be comforted, Lord God. And that God, that you would just touch them and let them know your peace in the name of Jesus. And if not, God, that you would, Father God, but the mother-in-law, if she's still alive, God, that you would just bring comfort to her and healing her. If that's your holy will, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I also want to pray for Karen that has third stage lymphoma. Father God, we pray for healing for her as well and comfort for her husband, Lord God, and salvation for the family. We bless you and we praise you for the answer for all these things, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sheila Sung from Derby in England. Just finished listening to September 1st podcast, and I heard this lady requesting for prayer for her young child who is struggling with their sexuality. I just want to take this young child as a point of contact to pray for all the Daily Audio Bible family children and all the children in the world that are being used by the devil, confusing them, you know, trying to change their sexuality. Lord God, excuse me, you created us as a man or as a woman, and there are no two ways about it. We pray, Lord, that you take away this confusion from the life of our children, and that they will have clarity, and that regardless of the lies that the devil is trying to tell them, have King of Glory, they will not listen to the lies. We cast out the devil from the minds of our children, Lord, These children believe, they keep nursing this thought into their minds, thinking that they are attracted to the same sex, Lord. It's just a thought and it's a fat lie, Lord. We pray, O King of Glory, that may these lies not settle with our children, Lord. May you take away this lie, Lord, and protect these children from the hands of the devil. Lord Heavenly Father, you know it, Lord Heavenly Father, how much the devil wants to take control of this world, Lord. But with you on the throne, Lord, we know that you will protect our children. On our own, we cannot do it. The society is influencing them. Social media is influencing them. The children are confused, Lord. We pray that you take away this confusion from our children, Lord. Thank you, Lord Heavenly Father, as I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 25, 2-5. Father God, we lift up to you today Debbie, who got scammed, losing all her investments and savings, and the legal path that needs to be taken as a result. We trust in you, God, for the work you are doing in Debbie's life. We ask you to take away the feelings of foolishness and disgrace. Do not let these enemies rejoice in Debbie's defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show Debbie the right path, O Lord. Point her towards the right lawyer. Lead her by your truth and teach her, for you are the God who saves her. All day long she puts her hopes in you. Father, we pray against the spirit of shame. Put individuals in Debbie's path that can help her. May her money be recovered, and we pray for the repentance and salvation of these individuals who scammed her. We ask all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Debbie. Let us know how it's going. And I only did verses 2-5 in Psalm 25, but I think that the whole psalm might bring you comfort. Love you.
We make mistakes and poor choices just about every day. Pitfalls surround us every step of the way. In fact, life is like a minefield. We're surrounded by exploding devices and snares and many cleverly disguised entrapments that sometimes catch us unawares and begin to pull us down even before the negativity shows. And without God's Holy Spirit, it's impossible for us to know which road leads to life, which way produces pain, which road leads to destruction, and which path produces eternal gain. But as I begin to walk by faith instead of by sight, God's Holy Spirit clearly shows me the wrong from the right. The spirit of discernment enables me to see the trap, the pitfall, and the snare, and even the most cleverly disguised entrapments are all laid bare. I can even see that straight and narrow path that I heard so much about, enabling me to walk with confidence, no fear or doubt. Because God is with me, Emmanuel, no matter where I go. And as my relationship with the Father continues to grow, I feed on His Word daily and draw closer to Him. And He provides a light for my path that never grows dim. Father, help me to stand on that path and stay in that light. Strengthen me to resist the temptations coming from the left and the right. Help me to stay focused and firmly fixed on my goal. Help me to reject the world for the sake of my soul. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harvey family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jamie from Texas, also known as For Such a Time as This. I'm not going to go into all of the details, but we need massive prayers for massive healing for my husband and myself as soon as possible. I have to be 100% ready to go back to my 10-hour shifts as of October 9th. I've had massive neck, and in July, massive back surgery. I have a cage around my spine on my lower back because of the surgery. My husband has been put into the hospital with a massive blood infection. He is now in a rehab because he was losing his balance whenever they would move him in the hospital. I am home alone trying to heal from the surgery and try to take care of myself. My parents, which live an hour away from me, and my daughter, who lives about also an hour away from me, is doing what they can, but it's not much. But we need a massive miracle for me to be 100% ready to go back to work by October 9th without restrictions. I am still in a lot of pain. If I do anything, I am wiped out for a day sometimes too. Anyway, God bless you all and just keep us in your prayers. Thank you.
Good morning. I want to lift up a prayer request submitted by Billy for his brother who has breast cancer, stage 3. Lord, we just pray that you quickly and decisively heal this cancer, Lord. Allow the chemo to have minimal effect on the rest of his body and focus it on just attacking and killing the cancer, Lord. Again, we ask that you just let your Holy Spirit and healing power from your son rain down on him. And again, we ask that you just completely heal him and that he would be a testimony for your grace and healing and kindness. Give him patience in the waiting while he has cancer. Give him peace in the waiting to his family, and just allow people to come around and support him, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I am wanting to call in and pray for a mother from Southern California. Your son, Christian, was hurt on the football field. So, God, we ask that you just be with Christian right now. What better time for his faith to grow and just explode inside of him and decide to trust you, not with just football, but everything, that it will just pour out and touch everyone he's. God, I ask that you be with his family, that their faith will grow because they're trusting you, and everything is going to lead back to praying and trusting in your anger, praying and trusting that you will seek God with all your heart. Be with the doctors and the nurses. Be with his recovery. No infections, and that it'll be better than they thought, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. And this week in Canada, children are going back to school. So I want to pray for all our children who are in need of protection, in need of the ability to focus and learn, and those who are gender confused, and those who are addicted or being tempted to try drugs of any kind. So Lord, we lift these children up to you, our precious, most wonderful gift from you, and we ask all these things for our children, their protection, their focus, their confusion, their we pray you would give them good friends, Lord God, that would walk with them down the road that leads to eternity with you. It can be bumpy, confusing, tempting to be drawn off. And we pray, Lord God, you would keep our children focused on you and your will in your way for their life. Heavenly Father, you are all powerful and all good. And we rest in you in knowing that sometimes it's a struggle for these children, but with your strength, we can do all things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, this is Cece in PA, and thank you for the continued prayers. I know they're working. I feel them working. The enemy is pulling out all stops with the darts and finishing the last book of Job today and the first part of 2 Corinthians. Wow. Just pierced my heart. Anyway, but I am going to, I don't know the lady's name, but she's praying for her sister, and they're from Alaska, I think, and her only option to have a baby is IVF, and her sister is mad at God, and she's afraid her sister will lose her faith. But be encouraged, dear one, that I had IVF because I couldn't get pregnant for 5 years of our marriage, and I had no doubts that it was not going to work because I went there for the reason to get pregnant by in vitro. And I never had a doubt all the way through because I'd never researched anything about the chances of having a baby. Had I done that, I probably would have worried myself right out of it. She can't worry. All we can do right now is keep praying for her and tell her that, you know, don't tell her if it's God's will. Just let's pray that he will perform the miracle of in vitro on the first try, like mine was. And now I have my 19-year-old daughter, who is actually...
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. It's Gina from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 32. Father God, we pray Psalm 32 over Mitchell from Huber Heights. Oh, what a joy for Mitchell that disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what a joy for Mitchell, whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt and whose life will be lived in complete honesty. When Mitchell refused to confess his sins, his body wasted away and he groaned all day long. Day and night, Lord, your hand of discipline was on Mitchell and his strength was wavering. Father, Mitchell will confess his sins and be free of the guilt and mental illness, releasing it all to you, and you will forgive him. We will continue to pray for Mitchell because there is still time, so that he may be free from judgment. Father, you are Mitchell's hiding place. Protect him from struggle, from trouble, and surround him in victory. Father, please guide Mitchell along the best path. Advise him and watch over him. May your unfailing love surround him. May he trust only in you. We rejoice for all you have done in Mitchell's life. May he rejoice with us and give you all the praise and glory for his restoration. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Brian. Let us know how it's going with Mitchell.
We make mistakes and poor choices just about every day. Pitfalls surround us every step of the way. In fact, life is like a minefield, surrounded by exploded devices and snares and many cleverly disguised entrapments that sometimes catch us unawares and begin to pull us down even before the negativity begins to show. And without God's Holy Spirit, it's impossible to know which road leads to life, which way produces pain, which road leads to destruction, and which path produces eternal gain. But as I've begun to walk by faith instead of by sight, God's Spirit shows me the wrong from the right. The Spirit of discernment enables me to see the trap, the pitfall, and the snare, and even the most cleverly disguised entrapments have all been laid bare. I can even see that straight and narrow path that I heard so much about, enabling me to walk with confidence without fear and doubt. because God is with me, Emmanuel, no matter where I go. And as my relationship with the Father continues to grow, I feed on His Word daily and draw closer to Him. And He provides a light for my path that never grows dim. Father, help me to stay on that path and stay in that light. Strengthen me to resist those temptations coming from the left and the right. Help me to stay focused and firmly fixed on my goal. Help me to reject the world for the sake of my soul. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, guide our steps as we walk faithfully with you today. Please give us the strength to block out the distractions of this world, listen for your voice, and walk faithfully with you all the days of our lives. Strengthen our resolve to follow your path, even through challenges, and grant us the wisdom to discern your will in every decision. May our lives reflect your love and grace, and may we always strive to live in obedience to your word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Deb family. This is Sally from Alberta in Canada. I just want to lift up Nurse Joy's request for her husband, Stan. Will you join with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, I just lift up Nurse Joy to you. First of all, I just want to say thank you for her inspiration in just, even though they're divorced, that she's still willing to be there for her husband. And I just pray that you'll bless her for that, Lord. And Lord, I just lift them up. I thank you that you've already done the work, Lord. And I therefore, in the name of Jesus, I claim the victory over Stan's health. And I thank you, Lord, that you've already defeated the enemy. And therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, I stand on your word that we will crush scorpions, we will crush lions underfoot. And I claim, Stan, for you, that he will submit to you, Lord, that he will resist the devil, and he will flee from them, him. And I just claim victory in you. Nurse Joy, I claim the verse, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am saved, me and my family, for you. And I pray that over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, I just want to lift up Juanita and her family. Give them peace, Lord. Give them your supernatural peace. And also, I want to lift up Cece. I heard her prayer request yesterday. And Lord, I know that you are with us. You are the God that cares. You love us so, so much. And I plead the blood of Jesus over these people today, that they will know you, that they will encounter you, and that they will just be blessed by you, them and their families. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Billy's brother, Chris, that has been recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and he also had like a lump under his armpit area that I guess is involved or connected with that. So, and we just want to pray for his chemotherapy, that it would all go well, and he would have the doctors would have great success in treating this. And I pray that the time that you spend with him, you were going to go up there and hang out with them, would be precious, and anything needs to be said would be said in love and care, and just being there as a support is going to be huge for him. So Billy, we continue to lift you up too. Lord, just bless these brothers, be with them during this time as they walk through this. Give them courage, give them love, give them laughter, and may they feel your presence. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Dab family. Bye-bye from Redeemed in Southern Illinois.
Hello, this is Cecile in Texas. Heard Kingdom Seeker Daniel about the testimony about his daughter Bianca getting in contact with him, by God's divine intervention. God is so merciful. God is so loving, so faithful. His mercy and goodness endure forever. I would ask for assistance in prayer for my grandchildren. There's a horrid court date coming up, and the risks are so high for incarceration. For one of them, just want to ask God's covering on both, that His hand intervene on their behalf, that they hear our Father and reach out to Him and desire and submit themselves to our Lord Jesus. Jesus, intervene. You know what is needed, Lord.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Philippians 2, 3-8. Father God, we lift up to you today Mariah, who lost custody of her children and is not doing things the court is requiring her to do, playing the victim role to manipulate others. Father, we pray that Mariah humbles herself and focuses on the interests of her children instead of herself. We pray that the Holy Spirit convicts her heart and changes her attitude to be one like Christ. Because though he was God, he did not think of clinging to the equality of God. He gave up everything in heaven and took up the position of a slave and lived in obedience to God, dying a criminal's death on the cross. Father, we pray that Mariah does the same, gives up her pride and self-righteousness, giving all that she has to you and humbling herself, supporting her children the way you intended her to. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Sarah. Let us know how everything is going with Mariah.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Lucas calling in from Alberta. I kind of had a bit of a realization yesterday. I realized that every last one of my friends, while I was driving away from Costco, is going through something like just very difficult. And like the moment I realized this, it just so happened that I saw some kind of church or missionary trailer that had the huge letters Jesus Christ posted on the side. And I think Jesus was saying like, hey, I'm through you. I'm with you through this mess. So I just thought I'd share that with all of you, that regardless of what you're going through, Jesus is going to be with you, and he's going to be jumping for joy with you, and he's going to be crying with you, and so on. Lord bless all of you. Goodbye.
Kingdom Seeker Daniel, KSD. Oh, my. Your beautiful voice, your beautiful share. I hope everybody heard the bittersweet anguish and love in your voice for your daughter, because that is the heart of a father, our Father in heaven, longing for his children to call home and come back home to the Father through Jesus. I declare your best year ever, KSD, with victory upon victory upon victory. You are such an overcomer. Now I know why our hearts are so connected, because I too have children that I would long to hear from. Divorce lies in the pit of hell. We're trying to keep us separated from our loved ones, and especially from the love of God. And so when we share in Christ's sufferings on the deepest level, we can see more of what God sees, God's heart. I weep with you because I too have had those divine appointments and I know it's God's hand of providence. My son came back to the Lord the year before. He went to the Lord at 27, and I had the most wonderful last summer, not knowing it was going to be our last summer. And my Joshua had seasons where I didn't hear from him, but I get a text once in a while. But to hear your loved one's voice, what's better than that? I hope you hear the voice of the Father today calling you home, weeping and then rejoicing when he can embrace you in the spirit world.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. My name's Heather. I work in California as a special ed teacher with autistic, emotionally disturbed children with developmental delays, those kind of things. It's my beginning of my school year. My first week of school, I had COVID. I also have epilepsy. And so when I started school, my first week of school, when I was supposed to be at school, I had COVID, which gave me a fever, which gave me epilepsy. And I already feel defeated. I had a long talk with my boss on Friday, and I think it's going to be okay. But would you please pray that I determine whether my epilepsy, as it's newer in the last 5 years, is affecting my work enough that I need to go on disability? I'd rather not, but it's depressing me, it's making me sad, and it's grieving me. And so I want to do the best I can, but if it's not going to work, I need to figure out a different situation. Thank you.
Good morning, Daryl. You're to your Bible. This is Cynthia from Virginia. I come to you this morning to ask for prayer for me and my niece, Tanisha. We both have glaucoma in our eyes, and our left eye, we hardly see anything. And the right eye is what we're using to see, and it is dimming. Father, we just come to you, and we just ask you, Father God. We know that the doctors may say one thing, but you have the last say, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you will miraculously heal both of our eyes. Take this glaucoma away, Father God, because you can do anything, Father God. Lord, your word tells us that if we pray, believing, and trusting, we shall receive, Father. And we are praying for your healing, Father. And we truly trust and believe that you will miraculously heal our sight, Father God. Lord, we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save our souls. He did it all right there. And we know that by his stripes and blood that we are healed. And we thank you in advance for healing the glaucoma in both our eyes, Lord. And we ask this community to continue to pray for us as we pray for you each and every day. I thank you, and I pray this prayer in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, community, for praying for me and my nieces. As I pray for you each and every day as I listen to your prayers. Thank you. Cynthia from Virginia.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Nicole, living Christ's redemption story in Florida. And I'm calling in today for Brian and Jill and the book, the children's book that you just shared with us. And I just had to call in because it's September 2nd and you just shared your story and talked about the history behind the book. And September 2nd is actually the day that my first husband passed away. And my three little girls were babies at the time. But I remember some of the experiences that you talked about with dropping Ezekiel off at school. And they just hit home so much. Especially with my middle daughter, she just suffered such tremendous separation anxiety after losing her dad so suddenly. And so I would just remember dropping her at school and they literally would have to like rip her off of my leg, and she was just screaming, and I could hear her screaming down the hall as I was walking to my car. And I get kind of emotional thinking about it even now, but yeah, it's really hard. So I am very much looking forward to purchasing your book today. It's been 8 years for us since my husband went to heaven. But my girls have had a very long journey through anxiety and fear and all kinds of things that come after those types of experiences. And I am just so much looking forward to sharing this story with them. So thank you again for sharing your story and just blessing us the way you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 30th to pray over our children. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. For God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:4-6. Satan aims to blind our children's minds so that they will be unable to see the glorious light of the good news. How does he intend to do this? He is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. Satan is always lying to us and to our children. The lies take different forms in each generation, but the overarching strategies have been essentially the same since the Garden of Eden. He casts doubt on God's word and God's goodness, and he throws logs on the fire of our own desires to be somebody and to be in charge of our own lives. Satan seeks to prevent our children from ever thinking deeply about things that matter. So he inundates them with what is entertaining and interesting, but ultimately trivial and meaningless. He makes it seem normal to be completely obsessed with themselves and with what other people think and say about them. He magnifies the voice of this world that insists to our children that they are the captains of their own destinies and that they must make something of themselves. To be continued.
Hey, DAB family. It's your sister Ashley from California. And I just want to say how grateful I am for this ministry and the community. Brian, every day when I get to hear you, the word spoken through you and the commentary, it is such a blessing. And through the years that I've been listening, and I've been here since 2021, I have been able to come and plead for prayer before the throne, and then also have you all standing in the gap for me, and that means the world to my heart. But I'm coming on here because I need you all to come stand in the gap with me for my brother Cody. Cody is my second younger brother, and he is just so self-sacrificial, but he is in a hard place. He needs prayer because he feels like his life is hopeless. He is the one who is being a caregiver for my dad, and he is trying to apply for jobs and trying to develop a life outside of the home, but he is just experiencing setbacks and failures, and I need you all to pray for me that the Lord would make a way and that Cody would be able to make steps to move forward out of his depression, and that he would be able to see that the Lord isn't done with him yet, and his life is not wasted. So please pray with me, DAB family. Thanks. Bye.
This is Kay from Ohio. I want to say hello to Zoe, to I think is Aussie Bear, and Cece. I pray that you, every time we pray and we call in and call out your name, that you feel something stir inside of you, and that stirring will draw you closer to God, and that you will choose to trust him with all your heart. No, it feels so good. It's hard. You don't always feel like it. You feel attacked. But God, when you just press in, God hears you. He sees you. Keep pressing. find a reason to live. Be intentional. Wake up and say, God, what great things are we going to do today? Because I can't do it on my own. I need you. And to my three-year-old Zoe, we're holding you up, my love. Parents, grandparents, friends, we're holding you up. To the lady that called in for Zoe, I'm sorry I missed your name. We're praying for you. Tell Dad we will pray for her. God is faithful. He is kind. And I know He hears us. Thank you, Father. We love you and we bless your name. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Mark 9, 34 to 37. Father God, we lift up to you today Cherry from Oklahoma and the legal situation about her grandbaby. Father, you know what's going on in this situation, just as you knew of the disciples' prideful arguing of who was more worthy. So just as Jesus instructed the disciples, we pray that the parents of this child humble themselves to do what is right by her. For when they put her first, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, they are fulfilling their purpose in Him. Father, we pray for wisdom for Cherry, protection of this sweet little baby's heart, and conviction of these parents. Father, we pray that the judge only hears your truth in this matter, and that all the lies of the enemy fall on deaf ears. Fill that courtroom and make your presence tangibly felt. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Cherry. Let us know how it went on the 22nd.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, grant us the endurance to keep our faith strong, even in difficult times. Help us to put our faith into action. Guide our steps and decisions so that they reflect our faith in you. Help us to remain steadfast in our faith. Let our deeds reflect our beliefs. And may we serve others with hearts full of love and compassion. Strengthen our belief and guide us through every challenge. When doubts arise, remind us of your unwavering love and promises. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, DAB. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to join my faith to pray for one of our brother. You said you were the operation of something in your pancreas. They discover a tumor. They discover a lump, so a tumor. And we should join in prayer. Let it be benign. Let it not be cancer. That you still want to hang around for your children, to walk them to Christ, to walk them through their faith and your grandchildren. You know, the Bible said, according to the words of our mouth, if you declare you will live 100, according to the words of your mouth, if you declare 120, according to the words of your mouth, and I join my faith with you to agree that you will not die. Because the Bible said, whatsoever we should decree here on earth, it is established. Brother, I am with you in prayer and I'm holding on to you. It will not be cancer. Whatever it is, there will be a miraculous and physical healing to your body in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And I'm still reaching out to some of our brethren listening from prison. We are still praying for you. We are praying that God should show mercy in place of every judgment. I am with you in prayer, praying for you every day, that God should continue to hold on to you. Just hang in there and keep believing in God. God will perfect all that concerns you. The Bible said He's our Eroi, the God that sees. He sees you right there and He sees what you're going through, and mercy will speak. Father, we thank you once again for another opportunity to lift up our brethren. Lord, we join our faith with our brother to say, oh Lord, this healing in his pancreas, let there be healing in his pancreas in the name of Jesus. And for our brothers and sisters listening from prison, Lord, continue to.
Shalom, shalom. This is God's completed Jew. I just want to thank Cindy for praying for me. Your blessings went up to the Lord's
throne of grace and mercy like sweet incense, and he blessed your prayers. My biopsy was negative, and I am lifting up your husband for the same results. You know, a day doesn't go by that I wake up in the morning and I just thank God that this is the day that not one person is diagnosed with cancer. Because I believe in the God Almighty that we serve. He is the God of possible. And I know that there's nothing that he can't do. And even though that period of waiting can be stressful, and we just hold on to God, and we hold on to his word, and we hold on to our faith, and we know that he loves us, and there's nothing that he won't do for us. And we love his son, Jesus, and I bless his son, Jesus, every single day for what he did on the cross for me and for my dad family. I love you all. Thank you for your prayers.
Hello, Daily Order Bible family. This is John from the UK, calling with an update on Hannah. I just want to thank you so much, especially all of you that prayed, but particularly Lisa the Encourager, who's listened to, because I'm a little bit behind. I'm trying to catch up again. But thank you so much for your prayers. Yes, Hannah came out of hospital amazingly about the time you prayed. In fact, just 4 days after you prayed, Lisa, my son prayed that prayer that she would come out of hospital, even though she was under a six-month section. Good news is, she's not just come out of hospital, but today she started at college and went in looking very positive, and she's made a friend already on the first morning. So that's all wonderful news. I could just keep praying that she keep going to church. She did. They did. All the children went to church for a couple of weeks, but they didn't go this Sunday. And another little thing is, when we filled out the application last week, Hannah put down for religion, no religion. And she said, "Oh, were you disappointed?" And I said, "Well, a little bit, Hannah, because Jesus is very important. And if you acknowledge him before others, he'll acknowledge you before the Father." But anyway, so that's something to pray about. Just also want to pray for some of the other prayer requests from Jen from the Pacific Northwest, for her friend Stacy, who is having a brain tumor removed. I trust that now that all went well, and I pray that she would make a good recovery. Also, so sad to hear work in progress from California's daughter, Lexi's died. So I pray for the family, and that there would something good would come out of this for you all, for a younger brother and her sisters, and for all of you. And
Hey family, calling in the continuation for August 30th. So what hope is there for our children growing up in this world with such a powerful force at work against them? It is this: God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. As we read, talk about, and expose our children to God's word, the light shines and the darkness can never extinguish it. John 1:5. Lord, we know that the only way anyone is ever converted is that you cause the darkened soul to see the beauty of Christ in your gospel. We can't generate the kind of light that is needed to convert anyone, but you can. So we ask you to shine your light brightly into our home that we might see your glory. I love you, family.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I am looking for Renzo. You just came across my mind. Today is September 2nd. And I just thought about Renzo. I actually said, "Lorenzo, I haven't heard your voice. I pray that you are still walking upright in righteousness and holiness, trusting God for your next. Whatever's to come, that you will put it all before him and ask God, what are we going to do? Don't do it and then say, 'God bless it.' I dare you to say, 'God, what are we going to do next?'" God bless you, my brother.
Good afternoon again, my Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. And I'm calling for another prayer request for my friend named Andrea Wiley. She's been having like severe pain all over her body.
She has to take a lot of medication. I don't know what it is that's going on with her. I don't know if it's fibromyalgia. I don't know. I really don't know. Will you just keep her in prayer that this pain will go away? She's a Christian. And also pray that she stops smoking and drinking. Like I said, she's a Christian. I don't think if you're a Christian, certain things you shouldn't be doing, but some people just have to be healed. Okay. Take care and God bless.
Good afternoon, my Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. I have a prayer request. It's for my friend James. This is a brother. His name is Michael J. Am I spelling the name right? Weis. W-E-I-S. Last week sometime he fractured one of his legs. I think it was the right one. No, the left. But he's in the hospital. So he's going to probably be in there for a couple of months because I had to put some screws in there. And plus he also has some mental issues. So you can keep him in prayer. Fortunately, you know, he was in foster care. Him and all his brothers were, James, and he had one that just passed away last year. So, I've never been in foster care, but I went through some mess myself with my parents' divorce. They had no business getting married, which I what I found out about. I always thought it was my fault or my sister's fault. Okay, I'm sorry, but yeah, just keep him lifted in prayer for healing. And anybody else who I don't know that's on the family, I'll keep you lifted up in healing, whatever type of healing you need. Take care and God bless. Bye.
Good morning. I just wanted to lift up John, who called in with a praise report, but also a prayer request for his what could be cancer on his pancreas, and but we're praying, Lord, that it is not cancer, that it's just some benign growth that he can either live with or can easily be removed. You've given him a mission and a purpose for this phase of his life to guide and lead his family and his children and his grandchildren. So we pray, Lord, that you would just wash him with healing and renew his purpose, Lord. Let him know you're there and you are pleased with the work he's doing. So we pray for healing. Your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey, this is Casey, the single-minded plumber, calling in on another glorious day. I love all you guys. I wanted to call in for John. May your tumor be benign. I'm praying for you. Lord, make this tumor go away. Make it go back to where it came from. And bless John in his life with his family, his kids and his grandkids. In Jesus' name, amen. I also felt called to pray for Joy. May your burdens be light and your troubles be few. And blessings on your life. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for loving us and seeing us and knowing us and inviting us into your kingdom. For one day in your kingdom, in your house, it is better than 1,000 elsewhere. And also, thank you, Kingdom Seeker Daniel, for calling in to the chronological about your daughter that really blessed my day. Happy birthday. Your dad is still getting you awesome gifts. That's so cool. Be blessed. Have a great day. Love all you guys. Bye!
Hey, family. It's Beloved in Bakersfield calling in September 1st to pray over our children. God brought us back to himself through Christ, and God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20. We were once God's enemies, opposed to all that he loved and doing the opposite of what he lovingly commanded. But instead of yelling at us, shaming us, or manipulating us, he welcomed us. He reconciled us to himself by pouring out his anger on his own son. In this way, he drew us close to himself. His kindness led us to repentance when we had done nothing to deserve it, and in fact, had done everything to earn his wrath. All of the obstacles that came between him and us were defeated by his great love. So now, as parents who have been reconciled to God, we can live and love and discipline as reconcilers. We can point our children to the cross as a place where their sin has been dealt with. Rather than pushing them away with our angry words and cold demeanor, we can draw our children close as we remember what God's kindness led us to repentance. We can love as we've been loved and forgive as we've been forgiven. Lord, you never come to us with folded arms. Your arms are always open to us, even when we've done wrong. We want that kindness to mark our interactions with our children, even when they have done wrong. Thank you for this counterintuitive message of reconciliation instead of condemnation that is ours to pass along to our children. Help us to live as reconcilers by being willing to humble ourselves and make the first move towards those we've hurt.
Hi, DAB family. This is Dorothy out in California. My voice is like this because I caught strep, so. But I just wanted to ask for prayer. And I'm also crying. I wanted to ask for prayer for God's help to provide financially for my company. It's just, a company develops software for the government, and as you know, with all the agency shutdowns and the climate for software developers is awful right now. We've pivoted, we're trying different ways, but it's just really bad, and I just ask God to show us the way and provide. It's costing me like over $2,000 a month that I'm paying for out of pocket with my own savings, and we haven't made any money since the inception of the company, and it's just really hard to carry. I'm using my savings. Please ask God to provide. I also want to ask for advice and prayer. I'm behind on the app, so, but I met someone. It didn't work out, thought we were gonna get married. And I just wanna know, was it from God or was it just circumstances or was it from the devil? What came to mind is you'll see him by his fruit. And I just want some kind of closure. God had given me strict orders and I was trying to abide by them. And rather than walk through it with me, he bailed. I choose God over people any day, all day, but I'm just wondering, was it God protecting me or God or this or proof to see if this guy would stick with it? I don't know.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nathan from Bloomington, Illinois. I know it's been probably a few months since I called in. It's been a busy summer for me, but I still listen and pray for you often. I'm going to speak for myself, so if it sounds like I'm judging somebody else, I'm probably judging me. So, but I am reminded, listening to us that call in about how often we have issues that come up with family and troubles, and whether it's addictions or divorce or relations with other people. To be human is relational, so it's going to happen. And I hear, you know, oftentimes, well, I need to go here. I need to do this. This person has slipped. This person is back to using substances. I need to. Do you hear what I'm saying? And we give ourselves more power than probably what deserves. And what I mean is that we try to control things that we don't have any power or control over. Now, I'm not saying just throw your hands up. We all have prayer. and we all can put our opinions in there. But the bottom line is, what is our relationship? How relational are we with that other person? And we try and we try and we become like Peter. I can do this myself. I can do this myself. And the bottom line is, you can't. I can't. Not without God. I had a pastor friend said, try harder less and surrender more. Embrace your journey.
Happy good morning, everybody. It is 10 a.m. on the 3rd of September. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber. I wanted to call in and just share some thoughts I had. Hopefully it'll bless somebody. I started listening to DAB back in 2019, 2020. I was in a really bad part of my life, I thought it was, I'm always getting better in my life, but I was a pretty hopeless alcoholic. Me and my wife were both alcoholics. We drank a lot every night. I would get really drunk at night and not get much sleep, and then have to go to work and the next day on a few hours of sleep, and work a construction job and come home and do it over again. It really took its toll on my life, my family, my kids. I was in a bad environment, and I started listening to DAB. I was praying over my life a lot, and I was taken out of a bad environment and placed into a good environment. But I couldn't have done that if I was holding on to the things in my bad environment. But I let go, and I trusted that God would do something good for me. And He did. He's richly blessed my life. I don't know if it was because I listened to the DAB or because I prayed, but I know that God saved me, and I know that He can save you. So I hope that helps somebody. Bless you today.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling on September 2nd to pray over our children. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher, completely meaningless, Ecclesiastes 1:2. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we hear the voice of the preacher. He has looked at life from every angle and is convinced that our lives have no lasting meaning or significance. He has seen everything under the sun, meaning everything can be seen from a limited earthly perspective, and his estimation is that it is all meaningless. Our lives, he says, are like visible vapors of our breath on a cold night, there for a second and then gone. And yet, he says, God has planted eternity in the human heart. Within human souls, God has placed the longing for our lives to matter beyond our limited lifetimes. The preacher sees that people work their whole lives and then die, seemingly letting go of everything they've worked for. His recommendation is to eat, drink, and enjoy the fruits of your labor, if possible, recognizing that we came from dust and return to dust. And after death, who's to say? The preacher has no clear sense of what will happen when his life under the sun comes to an end. Fortunately, we can see something the preacher could not see, something we want our children to see. Because we live in the light of God's fuller revelation of himself, and in person and work of Christ, we know that there is life beyond these few years lived under the sun. We live in confident hope of resurrection, life beyond the grave. Though this life sometimes seems futile, Jesus has accomplished all that is necessary for the entire creation to be set free from its futility. Everything we've done in Christ, for Christ, and through Christ will matter forever. Life under the sun is not futile because we are joined to Christ, and we know that our lives will matter forever. Jesus, even now you are filling the lives of all who are joined to you by faith with meaning and purpose.
Hey Byron, from Florida. This is your sister Ashley from California, and today is September 3rd, but I just heard your prayer request from August 26th, and I want you to know know, brother, that I am praying for you and praying for God to work together and for His timing to show His glory and show how He puts things together and He causes all the things to work together for the good for your son. I am praying that you guys will be able to secure the behavioral therapist that will know and be able to assess and put together and identify your son's strengths and his needs and how to work on those. And I will be praying for the school and for your son while he's at school to be able to overcome these things that he is struggling with. So I am praying for you, brother, and praying that that your son will just be able to have his needs met and he'll be able to thrive and do better. Alright, love, your sister Ashley from California. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Salt and Light on the Central Coast. And I'm calling on behalf of my friends, Sydney and Ed Richardson, and they have a son named Jason, and he is Down syndrome. Beautiful soul. He has pneumonia, COVID, and sepsis, and he's strapped down in a hospital bed, and they are trying to help get him healthy. So if you can hold that entire family up in prayer and his body for an amazing, miraculous recovery. They are not believers, but they will be. If you could pray for them, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon, and I am listening to the August 9th prayer and encouragement line, and just heard Kelly from Long Beach. And Kelly, I know you were talking about struggling with jealousy, and you're seeing how some people in this life who seem to make these certain decisions that aren't good decisions, but then you see them being rewarded. And while I pray for this woman that you were very unfairly compared against when you were younger, my heart is for her to know Jesus as well, because you are my sister that I know and love through DAB. I want to speak life into your life and remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are precious, that you are a daughter of the King, that your bounty is eternity in the most beautiful place that any of us could ever begin to imagine. I totally hear you on not getting ahead in this life, or maybe feeling like you're not, or maybe you're missing out or not getting some worldly rewards that some of your other people are, your other people in your life you see are getting. And I just wanted to remind you of that you are so deeply loved, my friend. And you are beautiful, and you are precious, and you aren't dumb. You're smart. You're smart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, family, calling in the prayer for September 2nd. Jesus, even now you are filling the lives of all who are joined to you by faith with meaning and purpose. We pray that our children would be steadfast, immovable, always working enthusiastically for you, knowing that nothing they do for you is ever useless. I love you, family.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in some prayers. First for Manita, praying for the family of her cousin, her close cousin, that had the 21-year-old granddaughter that took her life. Praying for you, Manita, and your whole family as you mourn the loss of this precious young person and all that brings with it. It's so hard. Giving you a hug, Manita. Also for Maranatha Matt, praying for him, his wife is the one that is 21 weeks pregnant and had ultrasound, and the little boy's development is behind schedule, and a different scan revealed some abnormalities, And we're just praying against that. We're praying that he will be perfectly made. We're just lifting up you and your wife and your son. And you said you had given him the name Caleb Asher. I just love that name. How precious. Lord, be with each of these and meet them where they are. We ask these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Bye-bye, Deb family. I love you.
This is From Junk to Treasure, and we're calling in for John. He was on the prayer line today after the reading for September 3rd, and he is in fear of not having enough time to help his grandchildren and others to have a firm foundation with the Lord, to know that their salvation is sealed by the Holy Spirit. So we bring this before the Lord. We humbly come before you, Savior God, and we thank you and praise you that we have the opportunity to pray for John and all the people in this Dab Nation who daily come before your throne of grace to pray for others and who have these concerns for their own family and friends, Father God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you minister to John right now, wherever he is and whatever he's doing, whisper into his ear through the Holy Spirit that his prayer is precious in your sight. We declare and decree right now that John does not die. He lives to bring God glory. And that glory will be spoken from the lips of all of his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and others that he brings to the Lord, that they may humbly accept the salvation's plan. We believe within our hearts that he is healed for a purpose, that he can go forward with the Lord's work to save many lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call this done. Amen and amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Chronicles 22:9 and 10. Father God, we lift up to you today From Junk to Treasure's family and the two different legal situations they're living through. Father, just as you promised David that you will give Solomon peace from his enemies on all sides, we ask the same for this family. Father, we pray for strength to rebuild their lives and that they will honor you and give you all the praise for getting them through these very hard days. Father, will you secure their place in your kingdom? Please heal Trisha's body and Tony's heart. May they find peace and understanding in you. Father, we pray for your favor for Trisha. May she find the statements that she needs for her case. And we pray for favor in sentencing of the man who killed Brittany and Madison. Father, we just pray. We also pray for the salvation of anyone in both of these situations who needs it. And Father, will you just be so present in that court, in those courtrooms when verdicts are made and statements are being presented? Lord God, we just ask for healing and peace on this family. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Junk to Treasure. Let us know how everybody's doing.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I just heard Chastity from Kansas calling in. And thank you for calling in. We wanted prayer for your mom. You and your sister are just both kind of aware, interestingly, at the same time about how you want your mom to know Jesus. And sister, that whole thinking with, the wounds, inflicted upon you by your mom. I just kept thinking when you were talking just what a mighty work God is doing in your life right now, and what a gift and of this opportunity to be the one to share Jesus with your mom in light of all of the wounds that her decisions inflicted upon you as a child. That is so God's grace. That is so God's grace. It's just, oh my goodness. It just, I can feel it through my whole body, even as I say it. Sister, I pray that you would pursue her. Pursue her. Doggedly pursue your mom. That is my prayer for you. That your heart would get the healing that it needs. And as your heart gets the healing that it needs, you would be applying or helping to apply that healing balm to your mom's heart too. Lord Jesus, let it be so that her mother would know you, Jesus. Give her the courage, give her the strength, get her the help and healing and hope that she needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Dab family, it's Bart. I want to reach out and just give a quick praise report. Mind-blowingly, JB, who suffered brain damage, I went to see him Sunday. Thursday, he had his wreck. He's got pins and all kinds of stuff, and yeah, he's got some decorations, but the dude popped up out of his bed, and it was so cool. He's got a big old cast. All of his teeth are gone. Oh, family. Just faith. You see that, you know, and you sit there and a smile on a face. And you've been so worried about. And sorry, I'm kind of in a moment tonight, but God was just kind of talking to me. And I was praying to him on my porch. And I said, "Dear God." And he told me, "How was your day?" And I took a moment and I said, "How was your day?" And it stung. "God, how was your day?" And he has that connectivity with you. He wants to be that close with you. And I just wanted to share that. I know I'm walking the line on that. But in my faith, I do believe. It's pretty cool. I love you guys.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in September 3rd to pray over our children. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit, and let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. There are plenty of experts out there anxious to tell us how to parent our children, but much of the how-to ignores the why. Paul gives us a very clear why in 2 Corinthians 7:1. Because we fear God. Because we fear God, we are working toward increasing holiness in every aspect of our lives. Because we fear God, we are constantly confronting sin rather than ignoring it or justifying it. Because we fear God, we recognize that parenting is not solely about growth in our kids. Instead, we realize that God intends to use the process of parenting to bring to the surface sins that need to be dealt with. It is easy to become focused on trying to keep our children from everything that will defile their body or spirit, while being careless about the things that defile our own body or spirit. We can be rigid about what they watch on the screen while convincing ourselves that we won't be polluted by what we watch. We can tell them to share what we are unwilling to share with those in need. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness and great mercy, which is new every morning and remains steadfast and sure throughout the day. It was by your mercy that we were created, and by your mercy that you redeemed us by sending your Son. Never let us forget to mirror to others the compassion you have shown us. We pray that we would draw nearer to you no matter what we're going through. Your word promises that you will give us gracious help in our time of need. Help us to believe that today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Lucy in Alabama. I posted on DAB Friends a little while ago, and I just want to lift up a prayer here as well. I've called in before. I have essential thrombocythemia, which is a form of bone marrow cancer, and I've had fibromyalgia for over 20 years. And I believe that the essential thrombocythemia has made the fibro pain a lot worse. I really don't feel well. I really, really appreciate your prayers. It is really hard living with chronic pain, much less being in so much pain that I don't sleep, I don't feel well, I just don't feel well at all. I am still working. Thank the Lord that I have a work from home job, and even if I don't feel well, I can still continue to work, and I'm so very thankful for that. I would really appreciate your prayers for me. Thank you so much.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan, September 4th, 2025. I think since COVID, I feel like I've been hitting and missing church because, you know, a lot of us were in that shutdown, which the church I went to had woods in the back of it and had a gazebo. They had the band in the gazebo, and we could bring lawn chairs or sit in a car and watch the church service on Facebook. That was really hard for me because I'm not very good with isolation, which I've had to deal with it for the last 5 years. It's worse than it ever has been. And so I feel like I've been hitting and missing going to church because I'm just trying to find that church I belong to. And I had a pastor yesterday invite me to a church that he's preaching at. And the one thing I was thinking is I have to drive all the way home. It's like an hour and a half to go home. It takes me 50 minutes to go to work because the way I go home, it's called I-696. It's closed for 2 years eastbound. And I go from one end of 96 to I-94 to get home. So I've been trying to pray for a place to get closer to my job, which is 50 miles, but if you go home, it's longer. And then I could go to the church more on a regular basis if I live closer to where I am working, because I could walk to church. I actually was walking to a church next to me, but I need some more spiritual food.
Hi, it's Heather from Tennessee again. I was overwhelmed with thinking about my day, about things going on in the world, about our fellow dabbers that are going through such hardship, and, you know, the hardships in my life and in all of our lives. And I was just thinking that, you know, it's going to be okay. God loves us. He cares for us. He wants the best for us. And He brings us through, as Kay from Ohio says. He'll get us through. We just need to depend on Him. And I thank you. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for just loving us and forgiving us and bringing us to salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son. I just thank you, Lord. And whoever needs to hear this today, it is going to be okay. And you are going to be okay. God is with us. I love you. Amen. Good morning. It's Heather from Tennessee. It is September 4th, and I'm a little behind on the community prayers, and I just finished August 9th, and I just want to say that I am just so thankful for all the faithful and obedient and well-spoken people who come on and pray for others, you all just lift me up so much, and I just thank you so much for God's Life Speaker, for Beloved in Bakersfield. Your prayers about children have just carried me through so many instances where I'm just failing to find the words, and your prayer hits me, and I think, yes, Lord, this is what I needed to hear today. And even though my children are grown and are having children of their own, I still need to hear those things, because God speaks to us in a variety of ways, and I just thank you so much. On my last few seconds, I want to lift up Kelly from Long Beach, California. Lord, I pray for you, and I just thank you so much for calling in. I think we all struggle with things from the past coming up, and we're still dealing with jealousy and unworthiness sometimes, and I just thank you for you, and I'm just so thankful that you call in, and you are loved. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 3rd. God uses parenting to purify us, even as He is at work purifying our children. Sins we never saw before rise to the surface and must be dealt with rather than ignored. Sins of subtle rebellion against God, sins of idolatry as we discover financial security or personal safety has come to mean too much to us. Sins of the heart, such as pride, jealousy, or a sense of entitlement. Unless we work toward complete holiness, we can become more demanding, more controlling, and more resentful as parents. But as we allow our children to play a part in our quest for complete holiness, we discover that God intends much more for us than simply raising our children. He intends to use them to push us forward in our own spiritual growth. Because we fear you, Lord, we want our lives to be marked by increasing holiness. That means the sins that need to be dealt with are going to have to come to the surface. And it seems that parenting is constantly revealing the reality of our inner world. So Lord, as you work in us, we want to work toward pleasing you more and more. I love you, family.
Shalom, shalom, Dab family. It is September 4th, and I heard a prayer request from a beautiful, sweet sister talking about her need to divorce her husband. And she asked us to come alongside her and lift her up in prayer, in strength. And sweet sister, I come alongside you. I grieve with you, but I pray for your strength. And I encourage you to stay in the Word of God. And a sister of mine in a Bible study recently said that our relationship with the Lord and Jesus is 100%, 100%, not 50-50. We don't give a little and then He doesn't give a little. We surrender 100% and God covers us 100%. So my sweet sister, we love you, we encourage you, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus that we cover you. Love you.
Good morning. I just want to call in and say a prayer for a woman that called in that is going through a divorce after 22 years of marriage. I am not as far along as you, but my wife and I are separated and might end in divorce. But also I could hear just the defeat in your voice. And I've been, and in some ways I'm going through that currently in life with obviously relational things and some serious medical things with my back that aren't looking good and require major surgery and all this other stuff. But I just want to pray that the Lord gives you wisdom while you go through mediation. He gives you humility and grace. He gives you insights into what you can do in your life to find joy, to seek joy. But also remember that joy comes from the Lord. It's founded in the Lord, and apart from it, it's apart from the Lord, it's fleeting. I encourage you, if you haven't, try to find a community of believers to be that feedback loop. When you're isolated and alone, the feedback loops that you're in are all from the enemy, and it's just, and the world, and it'll just end up in depression, sorrow, further isolation, bitterness. And if you haven't been able to find one, I pray, God, that you would bring people into her life to cut the lies that the enemy's giving her, cut the feedback loop.
Hi, my lovely dabbers. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is September 4th, and I'm calling to lift up our sister today who called us. She called and was sharing that she really could connect with Job and feeling like she had everything and then lost everything and was waiting to hear from God and crying out and not hearing anything. So let us lift our sister up. Heavenly Father, our beautiful, beautiful God of faithfulness. Father, you are faithful. There is no separating faithfulness from you. You cannot be unfaithful. Faithfulness is truly who you are, Lord God, and thank you for your faithfulness when we are not faithful. Lord God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that is new every morning. Thank you that you are the God of restoration. You are the God of new beginnings. You are a way maker. You are the God of all comfort and mercy. And we can come alongside and comfort our sister because we have been where she's been. We have felt what she's felt. Maybe not all of us, but many of us. And so we can offer the same comfort, Lord God. Father, we lift up our sister, Lord, in this season of waiting to hear from you, Lord. She is desiring wisdom, desiring to hear from you, desiring to know your way, for you to reveal to her your heart's desire for her, Lord God. Lord, we pray that she would continue just to believe and wait on you, and that you would restore her in due time and you would comfort her throughout her mourning season. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Prattville, Oregon. And I heard a woman call in on the kind of the first, I don't know, 10 minutes or so of the prayer and encouragement line from the 16th. And she was frustrated and understandably so, and upset because she is working through the after effects of having been scammed by someone who stole her money and her savings and her investments. And sweet sister, you are not alone. You are not alone. Thieves are getting more and more clever. Their trickery has gotten I think it's gotten all of us in some way at some point in time. And I'm just sorry that it has done such great damage to you financially and obviously emotionally too. Dear Heavenly Father, would you come alongside our sister who has been taken advantage of and stolen from by somebody who meant her harm and did her harm. So Lord, would you just give wisdom to the people in her life who are supporting her, attorneys,
Sounds like she has some sons that might be helping her out as well. Would you bring rest to her, Lord, and provision, God, that they would be able to get this money back that was stolen from her so unjustly. And most of all, God, I pray that she would lean into your everlasting arms and that you would hold her during this whole process. Care for her, Lord. Provide for her in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is DR in Florida. I would like to pray for the lady that feels like Job, going through mediation and divorce. I was divorced in 2022. I was married for 38 years. The hurt and disappointment and grief, rejection and abandonment I felt, I thought it would overwhelm me. But God held me, even on the days when I wasn't sure if He was there. He was there. He is here. The Bible verse I held on to, and I would speak it over my life every day, was Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. My sister, you are His beloved. He sees you. He hears you. Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Lord, I thank you for my DAB sister. I thank you, Father, that you're watching over her, and I pray that you restore her soul and bring her to wholeness and fullness of joy in you. In Jesus' name, we see you and we hear you. We're praying for your soul to be restored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for saving us, for giving us unique gifts, and for putting your call on our lives for your kingdom and your purposes. Please use us today in any way you see fit. As you guide our thoughts and actions, please use us to bless others. Help us to pay attention today to your instruction and to obey whatever you put in our hearts to be a blessing to others. Rather than seeking our own will, help us to align with yours. Let our lives be a testament to your grace, a beacon of hope to those in darkness, and a source of comfort to those in need. We want to fully fulfill the call you have placed on our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 4th to pray over our children. I am not sorry that I sent this severe letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know how painful it was for you for a little while. Now, I'm glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow God wants His people to have, so you were not harmed by us in any way. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There is no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. 2 Corinthians 7:8-10. It didn't bring Paul any pleasure to point out the Corinthians' sin and call them on it. He loved them, and he knew himself to be chief of sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. Though being so severe with them made him uncomfortable, he was willing to do it because he knew their salvation was at stake. He was God's messenger to bring them back to the path of repentance that leads to life. When we see ongoing unrepentant sin in the life of our child who claims to be a believer, love demands that we refuse to ignore it and instead help them to recognize it for what it is and call them to forsake it. No parent wants to bring sorrow to his or her child, but godly sorrow is a redemptive anguish that ensures our child's eternal happiness. To be continued.
Hey, DAB family, it's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. It is Friday, September 5th. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week. and I hope all is well, and just wanted to call and give you guys a couple updates. Obviously continued prayers for my mom. She will be heading back to Houston here in a couple of weeks, actually about a week and a half, for more scans. And the second round of scans post-treatment is where they found something again last year after the first diagnosis and treatment. So prayers that we don't find anything, or they don't find anything rather. That's, you know, kind of one of the biggest concerns right now in our family's hearts. But also just prayers for my family, as I know the season is upon us where our Lord is coming back for his bride. And I don't think my family is coming. And, you know, I try to lead with example and, you know, remind them of going to church and getting in the Word and all that. And I don't know if it's working or not. I pray that it is. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just concerning, you know. And I'm sure you all have people in your life that are on your mind about that as well. Beyond that, I leave for D.C. this Sunday for an all-expense-paid advocacy trip. So I'll be advocating for the disabled on behalf of the American Association of People with Disabilities. So I'm super grateful for that. I know God has a reason for me to be there. So just trying to trust his plan, his timing, all of that with this trip, my job, etc. So I'm out of time. Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. And I heard, again, just listening to kind of the first 15 minutes or so of the August 16th prayer and encouragement line, and heard Brian from Huber Heights requesting prayer for his son, Mitchell. And Brian, your son is just one that has just stuck in my heart ever since I heard you ask for prayer for him the first time. The first time I heard it. And so I just appreciate your faithfulness in requesting prayer for Mitchell, as well as for your son Matthew, your daughter Ashley, and then for your ex-wife, Kathy. So let's bring your whole family before the throne of grace. God, we come before you today and we acknowledge that you are the King of Glory, and that you are also the King of Grace and wisdom and healing. And Lord, we bring before you Mitchell and just ask that no matter where he finds himself today at this moment, Thursday, September 4th, God, that he would be held by you. Lord, these drugs have done a number on him, and we just pray for healing from addiction. We pray for a recovery. We also pray, Lord, that he would get the medicine that he needs to be able to live a connected, recovered life. And Lord, we pray for your miraculous healing of his body. Lord, I pray for a miraculous healing in Brian's marriage to Kathy. Lord, that they would be reconciled despite being divorced for a number of years. And would you protect Ashley and Matthew as well, Lord? May their faith be strengthened. May they know that you truly are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's Larry from Iowa, and I just like to call in, praise report on my grandson, Brian. He survived the Cottonwood Peak fire out in Nevada, and it is out. And he's back to his base camp, safe and sound. Nobody was hurt. The good Lord must have heard your prayers, because he put the fire out. Big rainstorm came. Thanks for all the prayers, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
This is a prayer for the woman who called on September 4th, who's about to go through her final mediation after 24 years of marriage. My heart went out to you because I was there several years ago after 23 years of marriage. and it was like living in a wilderness, and I just wanted to share with you what God kept sharing with me. And it was Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And it was at the time that the Waymaker song was big on Caleb for a while. And it just, I'm letting you know, it gets so much better. It gets so much better. Peace will be coming to you, but you've got to get through the wasteland. And I just want to let you know, Lord, just we're praying for you, and I feel it, and I just, you're not alone. My heart breaks for you, and you're also going to get built up. So I'm also excited for the new chapters coming in your life. Thank you, Lord, for our sister, and protect her, Lord, and give her peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 4th. When Jesus says, God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted, Matthew 5:4, he's not talking about simply being sad over the losses and disappointments we experience in life. Neither is he talking about a general sense of sadness over not being who we want to be. He's talking about deep sorrow over specific sins that break God's heart. That is godly sorrow. After we've taken care of getting the log out of our own eye, we can point out the splinters in our children's eyes that they cannot see. We can also pray that godly sorrow will cause them to repent and change their ways. Lord, help us to be willing to cause our children pain now to save them from an eternity of being separated from you. Use our frank but loving words to help our children overcome habitual sins. I love you, family.